everybody. Mike Lawson here with Steve Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision. This time it's called Shift Happens. And in this clip, we have CU Solutions Group's very own Brandi Stankovic talking about how Critians have really helped shape her career. And she actually gives an example. She goes back a couple of years when she was 23 years old, brand new to the industry. And she was giving her very first presentation at a credit union conference, and just how she was just kind of wide-eyed and eager and fearless and all the great stuff where you are when you were young and starting out your career. And then how Y Cup actually helped out as well. So really great stuff here from Brandi. So check it out.
Our presenter this morning, Brandi Stankovic. Brandi is the International Services Director. Would you please welcome Brandi?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share some insight into creating educational solutions for the credit union industry. Online learning has played a critical role for me personally, and I have seen the differences it has made for our credit union partners. Did you know that 62%...
Hey, it's Dr. Brandi Stankovic, and what you just witnessed was my very first presentation, my first involvement in the World Council in 2003 in Australia, and a moment that would end up being a turning point in my career and in my life. I was 23 years old. Shortly after that presentation, I witnessed the flags come down the aisle at the World Credit Union Conference opening ceremony, and an impact that credit unions were having across the globe. And at the awards ceremony, I saw the young men and women on stage, and I thought, I can be amazing like them someday. And I knew from that point forward, I would do whatever it took to support the worldwide movement. When we talk about inspiring hope or creating a legacy for those that come behind us, I am forging a path. I'm creating equity. But this path will not be simple. Nothing will be put in your lap. You will not be spoon-fed or babysat. This isn't a kids club. The world's young credit union professionals are champions of the credit union philosophy. And I'm tired of seeing young people, women, and marginalized groups be competitive with one another. Champion each other. I believe in you. And I believe in me. Some of you here today, we've grown up together. Sisters and brothers from across country borders that share the same love and values and passion. And I want to say thank you. Thank you to the World Council. Thank you to Dr. Brian Branch and the team, Paul, Tom. I have never been more passionate about a program in my life. And thank you to 23-year-old me. This moment is dedicated to you. The 23-year-old whose mind was fearless and heart was expanding and whose life would soon be changed by Y Cup. Here is a letter I wrote to my 23-year-old self. Dear young executive with stars in your eyes, I know you're nervous and overwhelmed and in an oversized suit, and I know you memorized every line of that presentation so you'd make your family proud. But fight through the tears, build your grit, because that presentation may be your first, but baby, it's not gonna be your last. Embrace those feelings of invincibility, because you can and you will be and do anything. The world is ready for you. Live Y Cup. You will introduce yourself to industry leaders for 10 years before they remember your name. One day, they will know your name and they will seek your voice and guidance. Be Y Cup. Cherish the humans around you. Lean in. Over the course of your life, you won't get the chance to say goodbye to some of the people you love. So enjoy every moment. And invest in Y Cup. By doing so, you are investing in the future of this movement. And you are investing in your future. Inspiring hope for a global community. And forging a path for future generations. I love you.
Thank you very much, Brandi, and stay tuned for more coverage here on CU Broadcast of the Underground Collision.